Well, the theory behind a deep state or a deep government, if you will, and again, you mentioned there was a New York Times article recently that discussed this, is take the United States, for example. The theory would go something along the lines of inside the U.S. government, you have a group of federal employees who have organized themselves against the legally elected president of the United States, Donald Trump, because they don't like his policies, they disagree with him, and what they can't gain in an election, they're going to try to undermine from within within the government. And of course, their favorite weapon, if you will, if you believe the theory, would be the leaks that you were referring to previously.
But Stephen, we know that leaking is not new. We know that intelligence officers are apolitical. So why are we seeing this level of leaking? Leaks that, as you mentioned, has resulted in the swift removal of Michael Flynn.
Well, and not being a social scientist, I haven't gone over the data and seen whether there has been an increase in leaks. There has certainly been a high impact of the leaks recently. And I think Mike Flynn is a good example. And again, if you buy into the theory of the deep state, what would have happened there is the intelligence community would have leaked the information specifically with regard to Flynn being in touch with Russian Ambassador Kislyak in Washington and discussing with him perhaps the rollback of sanctions against Russia once the president was inaugurated. Now,